morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Yes, I stand before you this morning. I do ask for your prayer.
我站立喺大家面前，我要求大家为我祷告。
You know, when we sing such wonderful hymns, may we be touched by the Spirit.
实在当我哋唱呢一啲咁美好嘅诗歌嘅时候，愿意我哋被圣灵嚟去摸住我哋嘅心。
Even as this song, I love thy kingdom, O Lord.
剛才我們所唱的這首詩歌，我愛你的國度。
And the last hymn we sang at bread breaking.
同埋剛才我們擘餅最後所唱的那首詩歌。
You know, one day, the Lord will bring many sons into glory.
有一天，神要帶領許多的眾子進入榮耀。
And he himself will be the hymn leader.
主自己在一個度來去領詩。
And he will lead the many sons in glory to sing the praises of God the Father.
他要帶領眾子來去唱出敬拜父神的那首詩歌。
When his kingdom come and his house is built.
當他的國降臨的時候，他的家就被建立。
This morning, I'd like to consider with brothers and sisters this matter about his house and his kingdom.
今天早上願意同大家嚟去思想一個題目，就關乎到佢嘅國同埋佢嘅家。
Just so you know, when I was downstairs before I came up, someone told me I can speak longer today.
咁啱啱上嚟之前喺樓下有人同我講今日你可以講長啲。
I won't mention any names, but it's the group that is cooking today.
咁我就唔講名啦。但係今日煮飯嗰一組就同我講可以講長少少。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
咁我哋一同低頭有啲嘢禱告。
Oh Lord, we come before you with gladness and joy and fear and trembling.
主，我哋嚟到你面前，我哋一方面充滿喜樂。同埋歡呼但係我哋亦都帶著敬畏嘅心嚟到你面前。
We come before you with in humility.
主，我哋謙卑嘅嚟到你嘅面前。
And look unto you to speak unto us.
我哋期待你向我哋説話。
Grant us the anointing for the speaking and for the hearing of your word.
俾恩膏賜過俾聽嘅講嘅能夠聽到你嘅話語。
Open our ears to hear.
求你打開我哋嘅耳朵，叫我哋能夠聽到。
Circumcise our hearts to hear。
叫我哋嘅心能夠接受割禮，叫我哋能夠去聽。
May we remove our shoes for we are on holy ground。
叫我哋亦都將我哋嘅鞋嚟去除咗佢，因為我哋站立喺聖地嗰度。
May we all be blessed in your presence。
叫我哋喺你嘅同在底下都得著嗰一個嘅祝福。
Do we commit?This unto you because you are good and faithful.
我哋將以下時間交喺你手中，因著你係信實，你係愛我哋嘅。
Speaketh, Lord, thy servant heareth.
主，我哋求你向你嘅仆人嚟去説話，仆人喺呢一度敬聽。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈禱係奉耶穌嘅名求。阿門。
Amen. So, the first song we sang, our brother led us was All to Jesus.
第一首我哋所唱嗰一首詩歌，喺嗰度講到歸給耶穌。
I know there are some friends in our midst。
我知道當中我哋有一啲嘅朋友。
And just a brief word to our friends to know that God gave His all for us。
我就講少少話向朋友們嚟去講嘅。我哋要曉得神。是將祂所有的賜過給我們。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
因為神愛世人，甚至將祂的獨生子賜過給我們。
That whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
叫一切信祂的不至滅亡，反得永生。
To our brothers and sisters.
向著弟兄姊妹。
That verse that we're very familiar with.
呢一節經文我哋都係非常之熟悉嘅。
That we may have life everlasting.
我哋能夠得著永生。
That life eternal.
就係嗰個永生。
It does not merely speak about a life that is forever.
呢度所講到嘅唔係就係講到活到永遠
，but not only forever。
唔單止係活到永遠
，but it is as the word of God says, it is life and life abundant。
但係好似聖經告訴我哋係豐盛嘅生命。
It is not the longevity of that life, but it's the quality of that life。
唔單止講到嗰一個呢個生命存到永遠。更加所講到嘅係一個嗰個生命嗰個嘅質素係豐盛嘅。
And because God so loved us, such love demands our life, our soul。
因著神係何等嘅愛我哋，這個愛係要求我哋將我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅靈魂都歸俾佢。
Though He can and have the right to demand it, but He is long suffering towards us。
當然我們的主有那個權利要求我們將我們一切去歸給祂，但是在那裡我們的主是在那裡長久的忍耐去等我們將我們甘願心願意將自己獻上。
He is long suffering before we believe, and He is forbearing and long suffering with us with His goodness after we have believed in Him。
在我們未信主之前，主在那裡長久的忍耐等待我哋嚟去接受主。当我哋接受咗主成为佢儿女嘅时候，主同样喺嗰度恒久喺度等待我哋嚟去愿意将我哋嘅一切去交俾佢。
Let's turn to the book of Acts。
我哋一同嚟去打开使徒行传。
We're very familiar with this verse Acts 16:31。
我哋好熟悉呢首呢节系使徒行传第十六章。第三十一節。
I usually like to ask the younger brothers and sisters to read for us, but they are upstairs today.
通常我會叫一啲年青嘅弟兄姊妹嚟去幫我哋一齊讀聖經，但係今日佢哋喺樓上有佢哋嘅聚會。
So instead of asking the younger ones, I have to ask you young ones.
咁我哋冇年幼噶啦，咁我哋揾啲年青噶啦。
Acts chapter 16 verse 31.
使徒行传第十六章第三十一节。
I think our sister Lily can memorize this, so maybe we can ask our sister Lily to read really loud for us. Acts 16:31.
我哋请梁姊妹，相信已经背咗呢节经文嘅，我哋请佢嚟去为我哋读出。
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
See. Thank you. Okay, Yvonne, Acts 16:15.
使徒行传第十六章第十五节。
And when she and her household had been baptized, she urged them, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us.
Stephanie, verse 32.
使徒行传第十六章三十二节。
And Michael, verse
34.
And he brought them into his house and set food before them and rejoiced greatly, having believed in God with his whole household.
And Rachel, verse 40.
第四十節。
The reason I ask brothers and sisters to read, so you can read it for yourself and see what is the word that we have repeatedly saw in those four verses.
我要弟兄姊妹一同嘅嚟去读。我想问大家喺头先所读嘅四节里面，中间最共通嘅嗰一个字系咩字咧
？House. Yes.
就系全家。
全家 ，wonderful. House， 全家。Just like the verse we're very familiar with, Acts 16:31.
就好似頭先我哋讀過嘅十六章三十一節，當信主耶穌，你和你一家都必得救。
That's right. Believe in the Lord God, both you and your house, your household will be saved. So we see the house in the four verses we have read also.
喺頭先我哋讀嗰四節經文裡面，家同樣都喺呢四節裡面。
Now we know the house and the kingdom is very clearly, closely connected.
咁我哋曉得家同埋國係非常之連結埋一齊嘅。
Even in the song we sang earlier, I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode.
頭先我哋所唱嘅詩歌就係講到我愛你嘅國度，就係你所居住嘅家。
That's right. And the kingdom is built from the house.
國係從家而建立起嚟嘅。
Remember the house of Israel, the house of Jacob becomes the nation, the kingdom of Israel.
我哋曉得雅各嘅家就成為咗以色列國。
And God will first save the house and establish the house before He uses the house to bring about His kingdom.
神係嘅工作係要拯救去建立個家先，然後至用家嚟去建立佢嘅國。
Here we can see the recording in Acts chapter 16.
在这里我们看到《使徒行传》第十六章。
Perhaps we're very familiar with it, or if not, it is speaking about Paul's experience.
或者我们很熟悉，但是我们晓得这里讲到保罗亲身的经历。
He was on his missionary trip.
他在那里是有这个宣教的旅程。
And he wanted to go to Mysia.He wanted to go to Asia first.
咁佢原本就計劃去亞洲。
Asia Minor.
小亞細亞。
That's Asia Minor, not the Asia we know it as China today, but it's more on in Turkey, the Asia Minor.
咁係小亞細亞，就喺現今呢一個土耳其嗰處嘅地方。
But the Holy Spirit forbade him.
但係喺嗰陣時聖靈就禁止佢去。
So he.Went up to Mysia.
所以佢就去咗北走，去到呢一個梅西亞嘅地方。
And then he wanted to go east to Bithynia.
之後保羅想去向東嚟去走。
But then the Lord showed him a man from Macedonia.
但係喺嗰處神就俾咗一個異象，喺個異象裏面見到一個馬其頓人。
And said, "Come and come and help us."
咁喺嗰度嗰個馬其頓人就叫保羅來求你幫助我哋。
This is all recorded in the book of Acts chapter 16.
咁呢啲都記載喺《使徒行傳》第十六章嗰度。
And so they sailed Macedonia.
所以保羅就去坐船去到馬其頓嗰一度。
The Lord gave them a good speed. They went to Samothracia, and then they went to Neapolis, and then they arrived in Philippi, the chief colony there.
主就帶領佢哋從呢一個梅西亞嗰度就去到呢一個撒摩特拉。之後就又經過尼亞波利，就最後去到腓立比。
And it was here in Philippi that we see the two recordings that we read earlier.
喺腓立比嗰度就發生咗頭先我哋所讀到嗰兩處嘅記載。
First, Lydia.
第一個就關乎到呢一個呂底亞呢一個婦人。
Later on, the jailer, the keeper of the prison.
之後另外一個記載就關於到呢一個禁卒。
And so we see that there's these two households here.
咁我哋喺呢一度見到兩個家。
At the end, later on, we'll look at the third household, which is in Joshua, the household of Rahab.
咁之後我哋再睇第三個家，記載喺舊約約書亞記，拉合嘅家。
So when Paul comes into Philippi here,
當保羅嚟到腓立比呢處地方。
He was looking for a synagogue.
喺嗰度佢喺度揾會堂。
We know that because in Acts chapter 17 verse 2 it tells us this is his normal habit when he goes into a new city he looks for the synagogue.
咁我哋曉得呢一個就係保羅嘅習慣嚟嘅。當佢嚟到一個新嘅城市，佢第一件事就去呢一個會堂嗰度。
But he couldn't find any.
但係喺馬其頓呢度佢揾唔到會堂。
When we read the account in Acts chapter 16 here, we realize this is a Roman colony and there's not too many Jewish people there.
咁我哋就曉得原來腓立比呢一個地方係 一個係好多羅馬人，唔係好多猶太人嘅。
But then he went to the riverside where there was prayer.
但係佢去到河邊嘅時候，就見到喺嗰處有人喺嗰度禱告。
We know this later on because in verse 16 it tells us that as he went to pray, so he's going back to this place of prayer, but then there is this demon-possessed slave girl that was bothering them for many days. So he was there for certain days, as it tells us in Acts 16.
咁我哋曉得喺佢保羅就去嗰度嚟去禱告但係喺嗰度就有一個俾鬼附嘅人就喺嗰度煩擾佢哋。
So, but here, when he first gets to Philippi, he goes to the riverside where he encounters Lydia.
所以當佢啱啱嚟到腓立比，咁佢就嚟到呢一個河邊，咁佢就遇到呢一個呂底亞呢一個婦人。
And it tells us two things about her.
咁關於呂底亞呢個婦人，呢度告訴我哋有兩個嘅點。
She's a seller of purple.
咁佢第一點，佢係賣紫色布匹嘅人。
And she is from Thyatira.
She is from Thyatira.
Some history about this Thyatira, we know is one of the seven churches in Revelation it mentions, right?
And
now she's a seller of purple.
呢一個婦人係賣紫色布匹嘅婦人。
I see some, especially sisters have some purple on. Looks very nice.
我今日見到有啲嘅姊妹著咗紫色嘅衫，係好靚嘅。
And a seller of purple is a royal color.
我哋曉得賣紫色布嘅係嗰啲賣好高貴好隆重嘅布嘅嗰啲人。
So as today is a luxury.Brand is luxurious, like LV or something like that, right?
好似就好似現今呢個時代，我哋買一啲Louis Vuitton嘅袋一樣。
So she's dealing in luxurious goods.
咁所以喺呢一度，呂底亞賣嘅係名牌嘅布。
And so she was probably one who was more wealthy.
咁相信呢個婦人係。比較有錢嘅。
We read earlier she constrained Paul and the co-workers to abide with her in her house.
咁我哋頭先都讀過，呢個呂底亞嘅婦人，佢強留保羅要留喺佢哋嘅家嗰度。
So your house might be a little bigger, to entertain a few guests.
咁我哋可以想像到，呢個呂底亞嘅家，相信係大。是夠大可以容納保羅同埋佢嘅同伴。
So when Paul and his co-workers met them, it records for us here that she was one who worshipped God in verse 14.
咁喺呢一處我哋見到當保羅同佢嘅同工遇見呂底亞嘅時候，我哋就曉得呂底亞係一個素來敬拜神嘅婦人。
And when she heard Paul and the co-workers there,
當她聽見。保羅喺嗰度嘅時候
，It records for us whose heart the Lord opened that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul.
咁喺第14節嗰度就記載，他聽見了主就開導他的心，叫他留心聽保羅所講嘅話。
So his Paul and his co-workers were there sharing the word of God.
所以保羅同佢同工喺嗰一處嚟去分享神嘅話。
There was Lydia and the ladies there by the riverside.
咁喺嗰度大家可以想像到喺呢一個河邊。有呂底亞同埋其他嘅婦人
，But she heard，
但係呂底亞聽見了
，And then the Lord opened her heart，
主就開導佢嘅心
，Not opened her ears， she heard， but God opened her heart，
唔係淨係開佢嘅耳朵，喺呢度記載神係開佢嘅心
，Now then she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul，
之後佢就留心聽保羅所講嘅話
，Oh brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹。
When we hear, may the Lord do the same to us, that as we hear, that He will open our hearts.
實在當我哋嚟去聽道嘅時候，願意神嚟去開導我哋嘅心。
That will attend to the things of the Lord.
叫我哋留心聽神所講嘅話。
This is the house of Lydia, and it continues to record for us in verse 15, and she was baptized and her household.
咁呢一個就講到呂底亞嘅一家喺第十五章嗰度記載佢同佢一家喺嗰度領了洗。
We can only understand after this she believed, both her and her house believed in the Lord and they were baptized.
咁我哋可以想象到當佢聽見之後，佢同佢一家就嚟去相信，之後就接受浸禮。
And then the action to follow was she constrained Paul and she says, if you judge me to be faithful, come into my house and abide there.
之後就記載你佢就強留保羅就同佢講，你們若以為我係真信主嘅，就請到我家裏嗰度。
Truly believe in the Lord, and in the footnote it says that I am faithful to the Lord.
咁喺細字嗰度就有另外一個翻譯。你哋若以為我係忠心侍奉主嘅，就請嚟我嘅家嗰度住。
This is the action of a house, a household who believe in the Lord.
咁我哋喺呢度就見到一個家點樣係有行動因著佢哋係信主嘅緣故。
And as Paul and his co-workers stayed there for certain days, they in verse 16 says they went back to a place of prayer, but there's this demon-possessed slave girl that was following them and disturbing them for many days.
之後我哋就繼續睇，就見到保羅翻去嗰個禱告嘅地方，有一個被魔鬼所附嘅使女就喺嗰度就去纏住佢哋。
And when Paul cast out the demon in the name of the Lord, the masters who owned the slave girl knew that the way that they were to make money was lost, so they had Paul arrested.
咁當保羅喺嗰度嚟去從喺呢個女子身上嚟去趕鬼嘅時候，咁呢個女子嗰個主人就曉得佢唔可以再藉住呢一個女子嚟去賺錢，咁所以佢哋就捉咗保羅，收佢入監。
And as Paul was arrested, they stripped him and they beat him with many stripes.
咁當佢哋嚟去捉保羅嘅時候，咁佢哋就嚟去攻擊佢，亦都除咗佢哋衣裳，用棍嚟去打佢哋。
Verse 24, then they told the jailer, keep him safely. And so when he received such a charge, he thrust them, Paul and Silas, into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks.
咁喺嗰度第二十四節咁嗰度啲人就吩咐嗰個禁卒就要去保存佢哋嘅命就咁呢個禁卒就領咗佢哋嘅命就幫佢下佢哋喺內監裏面兩腳就上咗木狗。
Okay, so this is the picture.
咁大家可以想象到嗰幅圖畫係點樣啦。
Gabriel is the jailer.
咁Gabriel 就係嗰個獄卒嗰個禁卒。
I'm the magistrate.
咁John 就係嗰個嘅
judge.
就係嗰個嘅嗰個法官。
Gabriel, you better watch Paul and Silas. Otherwise, if they escape, something happens to them. Off with your head.
咁呢一個法官就命令呢一個禁卒你要睇緊呢一個保羅同埋西拉若果佢哋有啲咩差錯你就人頭落地啦。
So the jailer thrust them into the inner prison.
咁所以嗰一個禁卒就下佢哋喺內監裏面。
And put their feet in stocks.
咁就用木狗嚟去。鎖住佢兩隻腳。
So brothers and sisters, this is not just sometimes we see in the prison where you have your handcuff just like in front and you're still relatively comfortable, even though you're in handcuff.
弟兄姊妹，呢幅圖畫唔係大家可以平時想象嘅，就喺監獄裏面就俾手扣扣住一樣，咁手扣扣住都比較舒服嘅。
And sometimes you see in the movies, perhaps on a dangerous criminal, their hands are not only cuffed, but maybe behind their back, and it's all chained to their feet as well. It's all one connected. They have to move like just very slowly and very carefully.
或者係更加嘅嚴謹嘅，唔單止扣住個手，扣住個腰，扣住個腳。
But then in the Chinese movies, you might even see it more clearly. It's a wooden board, right?
睇呢啲武俠片就更加嘅清晰啦。你見到嗰一個嘅那個囚犯係被木板就成個木板嚟扣住隻手、扣住個頭、扣住腳。
Yeah. You have your hands and your neck all carrying, and even your feet is fast in stocks. It's a very uncomfortable position.
咁大家可以想象到俾啲木板就扣住隻手、扣住隻頭、扣住隻腳，係非常之唔舒服嘅。
It's not like my feet are together. It might be in a very uncomfortable position.
相信隻腳亦都唔係就咁好平常、好自然嘅，可能就被分開咗嘅，係非常之唔舒服嘅。
This was Paul and Silas thrust after they were beaten, stripped, and they were beaten, thrust into the inner prison, dark and cold, in fast in stocks.
保罗、西拉就系咁样被对待，就系被佢哋咁样嚟去用棍不断咁打，打完之后，被入咗呢一个内监，系好寒好冻嘅，之后就咁样俾人锁住。
And what are they doing in verse 25？
咁喺25节咁，保罗同西拉喺嗰度做咩咧
？And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God。
保罗同西拉喺半夜嘅時候喺度唱詩讚美神。
I don't know if we were in the same situation, if we would even say, "Oh, praise the Lord, I am here in a cold and dark inner prison with my in stocks and in pain."
我實在想像唔到當我被嚟去收入內監裏面就被棍咁樣喺度打之後。仲可唔可以嚟去講感謝神、感謝神、感謝神咧
？Not merely were they saying praise the Lord, praise the Lord. They are saying praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
原來喺嗰度佢哋唔單止就係講讚美神、讚美神，佢喺嗰度嚟去唱詩歌嚟去講讚美神、讚美神。
That's him to 19 huh? Praise the Lord for the great things he has done, huh?
大家都記得詩歌219首讚美
讚美主、讚美主。我要起音俾你係咪？So this they sang praises unto God。
喺嗰一處，保羅同西拉就喺嗰度唱詩讚美神。
And what does the next word tell us？
咁下一句告訴我哋啲咩咧
？And the prisoners heard them。
眾囚犯也側耳而聽。
And the prisoners heard them。
呢一班嘅囚犯就聽到保羅同西拉喺度唱詩歌。
The Chinese translation is even better。
中文嘅譯本更加嘅清晰。
And the prisoners heard them.
眾囚犯喺嗰度側耳而聽。
That's right. I don't know if you're hearing me now as the prisoners heard Paul and Silas.
我唔知大家現今聽我喺度講道係咪就好似嗰一班囚犯當時喺嗰度側耳而聽保羅同西拉唱詩讚美神嘅時候一樣。
How wonderful！
實在係好。美麗嘅一幅圖畫。
The Lord opened the heart of Lydia, and she listened to them. She attended to them to the word of the Lord.
喺呢一處記載，神喺嗰度開導呂底亞嘅心，叫佢專心留心保羅所講嘅話。
The prisoners heard Paul and Silas praying and praising the Lord.
同樣喺呢一處，呢一班囚犯。喺嗰度側耳而聽保羅同西拉。
And suddenly there was a great earthquake.
忽然地喺嗰度震動。
All the bonds were loose. Everyone, all their bonds were loose.
所有囚犯嘅鎖鏈都鬆開了。
The doors were opened.
門亦都嚟去開咗。
Such a great earthquake, the jailer woke up.
嗰一處發生一個咁大嘅地震，嗰一班禁卒。亦都醒過嚟。
What was the first thing he thought of？
當佢哋醒過嚟嘅時候，佢哋第一件事諗起咩咧
？When he saw the prisoners open，
當佢哋見到呢一班囚犯喺度逃走啦。
Gabriel， if anything happens to Paul and Silas and these prisoners， off with your head！
呢班禁卒佢哋聽到法官嗰個命令你呢一班囚犯有啲咩嘅？事發生你嘅人頭就要落地啦。
He drew his sword to kill himself。
呢一個禁卒喺嗰度，第一件事 佢就拔刀出嚟要自殺。
All the doors were open.
因為佢見到呢一啲監獄嘅門都喺度打開。
All the prisoners must have escaped.
所有嘅囚犯全部都已經逃走啦。
I'm not only going to get fired, but I will be executed.
我唔單止要被開除，我係要被斬頭。
If I take the blame, maybe better off than for me and my house.
若果我喺呢度自殺，可能對於我嘅家仲好啲。
Paul says, "Cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Do thyself no harm, for we are all here.'"
保罗喺嗰度就大声呼叫佢，唔好伤害自己，我们都在这里。
We are all here.
我们都在这里。
Paul, Silas, all the prisoners.
保罗、西拉、所有嘅囚犯。
And so this jailer comes pleading to Paul and Silas.
所以呢一个禁卒就喺呢一度俯伏喺保罗同西拉面前。
After he called for a light, sprang in and came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas.
这个禁卒就攞灯来，就跳进去，正战兢兢嘅俯伏喺保罗西拉面前。
He brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
咁佢就领咗西拉同保罗出嚟，就同佢哋讲：两位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救呢？
Acts 16:31, "Believe in the Lord God, both you and your house will be saved."
使徒行传第十六章三十一节，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And when they spoke unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and were baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
第三十二到三十四节，他们将主嘅道讲给他们，他讲给他和他全家人听。当夜就在那时候，禁卒就把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立即都受了洗。于是禁卒令他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。
So the jailer, both he and his house believed.
所以呢一个禁卒同埋佢一家都喺嗰度信主。
They were baptized.
喺嗰度受洗。
They cleaned the wound of Paul.
佢喺嗰度嚟去洗保罗嘅伤。
They set meat a dinner before them, a meal before them.
咁亦都喺佢哋面前嚟去摆上饭。
And they rejoiced.
喺嗰度嚟去喜乐。
Because they have believed in God with all his house.
因为佢同佢一家都嗰度嚟去相信主耶稣。
This is again another household we see in Acts 16 here, the action of a household after they believed and were baptized.
咁喺呢一处我哋见到第二个家当佢哋嚟去信主之后所流露出嚟嘅嗰个行动。
So when we look at this background of these two individuals in Philippi.
所以当我哋嚟见嚟睇呢两个喺腓立比嘅家嘅背景嘅时候
，How did Lydia come to know the Lord？
我哋嚟去睇下吕底亚点样嚟去信主嘅咧
？Because Paul obeyed.
因为保罗喺嗰度嚟去顺从神嘅带领。
He didn't want. He did not think about going to Macedonia.
起初保罗唔系打算要去马其顿嘅。
But the Holy Spirit forbade him.
但系圣灵
from going where he wanted to go.
圣灵阻止佢要去小亚细亚。
And in a vision, saw the man of Macedonia come and help us.
之后喺异象里面，保罗就见到呢一个马其顿人要求佢来去帮助我哋。
Because Paul obeyed.
因为保罗在那里来去听从圣灵的带领。
Of course, we know that God is sovereign.
我们当然晓得神是掌管一切的。
But he desires in his sovereignty for us to obey.
但是在他的全能里面，他盼望他的儿女在那里来去听从他的话。
You know, the Lord will command us, the Lord will whisper to us to share the good news.
实在的，主是很多时候细细声来去向我们讲你要去传福音。
Or whatever he will command us to do or forbid us to do, He is sovereign, but he desires for us to obey.
藉住聖靈容許我哋去一啲地方做一啲事情，或者阻止叫我哋唔好做一啲事情但係無論去到邊度我哋需要嚟去聽從神嘅帶領。
So he comes and meets Lydia, and the Lord, because of Paul's obedience, the Lord opened her heart, and she attended to Paul and what he said of the Lord's word.
所以保罗就能够来到马其顿腓立比这个地方遇见这个吕底亚，吕底亚就在那里来去被主开导他的心，来去听神的话，在那里来去就去接待保罗。
After this, we see that Paul was set, and then he encounters, he was thrown into the jail.
之后我们见到保罗就被收入监里面。
And after he was set free, the magistrate said, oh, you can go now.
咁当佢系得着自由嘅时候，嗰啲官就同佢讲，咁你可以离开啦，释放啦。
Paul says, no, no, no.
咁保罗就喺嗰度同个官讲，我唔走。
You're not getting off that easy.
你唔系咁容易可以走嘅。
After you mistreated us and you just sent us on our way.
你啱啱至喺嗰度嚟去虐打虐待我哋，你唔可以就咁就放我哋走。
Do you know I'm a Roman citizen?
你曉唔曉得我係一個羅馬公民呢？
You did not give me a fair trial and you condemned me.
你冇俾我一個公平嘅審判，咁之後你就已經將我收監啦。
You come and get me.
你要嚟我呢度。
This was how the jailer was saved.
喺呢一處我哋就見到呢一個禁卒點樣係得著拯救。
Paul laid down his right.
喺嗰度，保羅放棄佢嘅權利，為著呢一個禁卒。
He laid down his right as a Roman citizen.
喺呢一度，保羅放棄佢作為羅馬公民嘅嗰個權利。
Arrest those two. They're causing havoc on us. That the Jew, these two Jews, they're doing things that we shouldn't be doing here as a colony of a Roman colony.
喺嗰處嗰啲人就喺度講你要去捉咗呢兩個猶太人，因為佢喺度製造麻煩。
Do you know? Get your hands off me! Do you know I'm a Roman citizen?
保羅喺嗰一刻可以喺度講你知唔知我其實係一個羅馬嘅公民咧？
If he did so, I don't think he will be treated the way he was treated.
若果喺嗰一刻保羅嚟去公開佢係羅馬嘅公民，佢相信佢唔會被收落監裏面。
We know he suffered.
喺呢度我哋見到保羅就受咗好大嘅痛苦。
But the jailer came to know the Lord. He and his house.
但係因著佢咁嘅受苦呢個經歷，呢一個禁卒同佢一家就得救。
Again, we know God is sovereign.
我哋實在相信。神是全能掌管一切的。
He desires for us to obey, and he desires for us to lay down our right.
他实在盼望我们都听从他的带领，他实在盼望我们都放弃我们的权利。
This was in Philippi.
这些事情在腓立比发生。
The last verse in Acts 16 verse 40, and they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren, they comforted and departed.
在第四十节那里说，两人出了监，往吕底亚家里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番，就走了。
This was in Philippi.
这些事情就发生在腓立比。
Do we know there is a Philippian church?
大家晓不晓得有喺腓立比嗰度有一间教会。
Paul wrote to the saints in Philippi.
喺圣经里面，我哋就见到保罗就写咗一封信俾腓立比。
Were these the two first two converts in Philippi, Lydia and the jailer?
相信喺腓立比嗰度头嗰几个信主嘅就系吕底亚同埋。
One who may be named, one is nameless.
一個係有名被記載嘅就係女底亞，另一個呢個禁卒名都冇被記載嘅。
One perhaps was more well-to-do than the other。
其中一個可能比較係有錢過另外一個。
One was perhaps white collar compared to a blue collar, dealing with luxury good and working as a jailer。
一個可能喺嗰度嚟去賣名牌嘅布匹，另一個可能只係一個禁卒。
One most likely a man and the other one a woman.
一個係一個婦人，個禁卒相信係一個男人嚟嘅。
Yeah, he is a man. his house. And here we see when Paul writes to the church in Philippi, the saints in Philippi.
喺呢度我哋見到當保羅寫信俾腓立比嘅時候
，There are just two things I like to mention from that.
咁我有兩點願意嚟去指出嘅。
The first is that Paul says in Philippians 1:6 that he who is faithful, who has begun the good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
喺腓立比書第一章第六節嗰度講到，保羅咁樣寫，我深信那在你們心裏動了善功的，必成全這功，直到耶穌基督的日子。
He who began a good work in each one of us, in our house, he will complete that good work until the day of Jesus Christ, until his kingdom.
就係嗰一位喺心裏動咗善功嘅，必成全這功。
And we know how Paul also gives in Philippians chapter 2 about our Lord Jesus, how he obeyed and was obedient, how he gave up his right as the Son of God.
咁我哋喺腓立比书第二章，我哋亦都见到保罗喺嗰度形容主耶稣系点样嚟去放弃佢自己嘅权利，即使佢系神嘅儿子，佢系冇以神为强夺嘅。
Yes, he did not seek equality with God as a matter to be grasped, but he humbled himself. He emptied himself, and as a servant, he became man and was obedient even to the point of death.
佢本有神嘅形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺嘅，反倒虚己，取了奴婢形象，成为人嘅样式，既有人嘅样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死。
Our Lord himself was that example of obedience under the sovereignty of God and giving up his own right under the sovereignty of God.
我哋主耶稣就系嗰一位最完全嘅例子，点样将自己嘅权利嚟去放低，嚟去顺从父神嘅带领。
And Paul followed that example.
喺呢度见到保罗。就跟隨基督嗰一個嘅例子。
He obeyed the guidance of the Holy Spirit。
保羅喺嗰度嚟去順從聖靈嘅帶領。
And he gave up his right as a Roman citizen。
佢亦都放棄咗佢作羅馬公民嘅嗰一個嘅權利。
And we see the two fruit that were born。
我哋就見到因著保羅嗰嘅放低佢自己，兩個果子就喺嗰度嚟去結出。
Philippi。The church in Philippi.
呢度就見到腓立比教會就點樣喺嗰度被成立。
And we know that Lydia was from Thyatira. We don't know if the church was already established in Thyatira, but we know there is a church in Thyatira.
咁我哋唔曉得我哋曉得路底亞係從呢一個推拉個城嚟嘅。咁我哋唔曉得當時嗰個推拉嘅教會已經被成立。
We're in the book of Romans right now.
現今我哋我哋星期日小組我哋查考緊羅馬書。
I think many of us are very familiar with the Romans Road.
咁相信大家都好熟悉呢一條羅馬嘅路。
Perhaps not when I look at you.
或者可能大家唔係好知係啲咩回事。
I'll quickly mention the verses in the book of Romans about the Romans Road.
咁或者我好快嘅提一提，呢一條羅馬呢條信心嘅路，有幾節嘅經文。
Especially for our friends in our midst.
特別為著我哋在座當中未信主嘅朋友們。
Romans chapter 3 verse 10.
羅馬書第三章第一節。
I think our brother prayed this morning. There is no one righteous, no, not even one.
罗马书第三章第一节，
第十節。
沒有義人，連一個也沒有。
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
3:23, 因為世人都犯了罪，虧缺了神的榮耀。
Romans 5:8, that God demonstrated his love for us when we were still yet sinners, that Christ died for us.
5:8, 唯有基督在我們還作罪人的時候為我們死，神的愛就在此向我們顯明了。
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
6:23, 因為罪的工價乃是死，唯有神的恩賜在我們的主基督耶穌裏乃是永生。
And for those who believe in him, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if we confess with our mouth Jesus as Lord,and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we must be saved.
向住嗰啲相信主耶稣已经信主嘅人，主系咁样讲喺第10:9，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Perhaps verse 13, those who call upon the name of the Lord must be saved.
13:凡求告主名的就必得救。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
If our Romans road only ends there,
若果呢一條羅馬信心嘅路停止喺呢一處
，we've come short.
我哋就虧缺咗神嗰個期望。
Those wonderful verses will bring us into the house.
我哋頭先所讀過呢一啲嘅經文，能夠將我哋帶進呢個國家。
That's right. We all are sinners.And we are saved if we confess Jesus as Lord. Those wonderful promises of God will bring us into His house. But it cannot end there.
但我們曉得這條路不可以停在這一處。
It must go on to Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
我們一定要去行多一步，去到羅馬書第12:1-2.
Therefore, brethren, I urge you by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing, acceptable to him, which is our reasonable spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
God's salvation work not only desires to bring us into His house.
神这个救赎的工作，不是只是要带我们进入家里面。
He desires to use us to build His house.
他期待要用我哋嚟去建立佢嘅家。
And he desires for us to be his house.
佢期望我哋成为佢嘅家。
Brothers and sisters, that is the great salvation of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个就系神伟大嘅救恩。
We see that in Lydia, in the jailer.
我哋喺吕底亚喺禁卒嘅家里面，我哋见到。
They were saved. Their house was saved.
我哋见到佢哋得救啦，佢哋嘅家都得救。
They became the church at Philippi.
佢哋就喺嗰度成为咗腓立比嘅教会。
We see that in Paul how he followed the Lord's example to obey and give up his right.
我哋亦都喺保罗身上面见到佢点样嚟去顺从圣灵嘅带领，喺嗰度放低自己嘅权利。
So yes, those wonderful verses.From Romans chapter 3 to Romans chapter 10 will bring us into the house of God.
所以我哋见到罗马书第三章头先所读嘅经文到第十章，呢一啲嘅经文，我哋相信我哋能够被带进家里面。
But if we do not offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice, his house will not be built.
但系若果我哋唔走多一步，将我哋自己嘅身体献上当作活祭， 神的家就不能够被建立起来。
We will not be that house where he will make his abode.
我们也都不能够成为神所居住的那个居所。
When we offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice, we become that acceptable, that pleasing sacrifice to him, which is holy.
当我们愿意这样来去将身体献上当作活祭的时候，那个活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，是理所当然的。
It is our reasonable spiritual service of worship.
我们这样侍奉是理所当然的。
It is a holy sacrifice.
是一个圣洁的一个祭。
You know what holy is?
大家晓不晓得圣洁的意思是什么呢？
Holy is separated unto God.
圣洁的意思就是分别出来是为神所用。
That's what our brother shared with us not too long ago, 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们弟兄在之前和我们分享过在提摩太后书第二章。
Sanctified.
我们要是成圣。
If we are to be a vessel fit for the master's use, if we are to be a vessel meet for his use, we must be sanctified.
若果我们要成为合乎主用的器皿，我们一定要成为圣洁。
You and I have already been made saints to the saints in Philippi.
你和我已经成为了那一班圣徒。
Now, if we are meet for the master's use, we must be sanctified.
若果我们要合乎主用的话，我们要被分别成圣。
Separated unto God.
我们要分别为神的缘故。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can hear it in the English. Sanctified, sanctuary, it is the same word.
咁弟兄姊妹，大家晓得喺英文嗰度成圣。圣所是两个字根是相同的。
Actually, in the Chinese, you hear that same word, sanctify, sanctuary.
中文同样成圣和圣所。
If we desire to be that sanctuary, that household, that house, the habitation that God can dwell by the Spirit, we must be sanctified.
若果我们要成为那个神所居住的居所圣所的话，我们一定要成圣。
Otherwise, we are not fit for his use.
否则我们不能够合乎主用。
There is a stamp at work that I work at a bank, and there's a stamp that we have. It says, not for the purpose intended.
我在银行里面办事的，在公司里面有一个印，那个印印出嚟嗰個意思就係唔係為著嗰個嘅目的而用嘅呢一份文件。
That's right. Not for the purpose intended.
呢個文件有呢個印就係意思唔係為著嗰個目的。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
If we ever have such a stamp, how shameful and what regret and what loss.
若果我哋身上有呢个印，我哋喺神面前何等嘅羞耻！
We are saints.
我哋系圣徒嚟嘅。
We are made for a purpose.
我哋被造系为着一个目的。
A vessel unto honor.
我哋要成为嗰个贵重嘅器皿，合乎主用。
We cannot let that be buried.
我哋唔可以让这个器皿被埋藏过来。
Covered by earthly things.
不可以让我们这个器皿被世上的事情来去藏起来。
And then that would be unfit for the master's use, not for the purpose intended.
若果我们这样被这些世界的事情来去埋藏的时候，我们就不能够合乎主用，我们就不是冇達到嗰一個嘅被造嘅目的。
Now we'll look at the third household.
我哋嚟睇下第三個家。
Rahab.
拉合。
I think the brothers and sisters on Friday night should be very familiar with her story because we're studying the book of Joshua.
咁我相信弟兄姊妹星期五晚留下嘅小組，我哋都好熟悉呢個 故事，因為我哋都查考緊約書亞記。
What a wonderful story of Rahab！
關於呢一個妓女拉合嗰個故事係好好奇妙嘅。
Did you just hear our brother's translation when he added a description about Rahab？
原來呢個拉合係聖經係有呢一個嘅形容詞嘅。
She's referred to as Rahab the harlot。
聖經所記載佢所講親都係講到呢個妓女拉合。
Oh, what a shame！
何等一個羞恥嘅一個形容詞。
How disgusting！
係好羞恥嘅羞辱嘅。
Oh, brothers and sisters, as it tells us in Romans chapter 2, don't be so quick to judge。
但係弟兄姊妹喺羅馬書第二章嗰度就提醒我哋我哋唔好咁樣嚟去論斷人。
For we are inexcusable because we are the same。
因為我哋同樣係無可推諉嘅我哋都係聖徒嚟嘅。
No, we are the same。
我哋同拉合係一樣嘅。
How dare you call me a harlot, a prostitute？
你點敢叫我話我係一個同呢個妓女拉合嚟去相比咧
？You call me a prostitute？
你點敢嚟去話我係一個妓女咧
？The definition of prostitute？
呢一個妓女嗰個定義係咩咧
？One who has given himself over for defilement, for corrupt and unworthy purposes。
妓女嗰個定義就係一個一個污穢係原本係為咗一個目的，佢係被用喺另一個目的身上面嘅。
Let me say that again. We think of harlotry and prostitution as something that is something we will not do as a person.But this is the definition of prostituting ourselves.
好多時候我哋諗起呢個妓女就係一啲我哋從來都唔會做嘅事情。但係當我哋講到呢一個定義嘅時候
，because to prostitute ourselves means that we have given ourselves to defile ourselves to corrupt and unworthy purposes.
但係原來我哋嚟去行淫嘅時候，嗰個嘅意思就係我哋將自己放喺一啲污穢唔應該嘅目的上面。
That's right. So brothers and sisters, when we know that definition，
弟兄姊妹，當我哋咁樣曉得呢一個行淫呢個行妓嘅呢一個定義嘅時候。
Were we not one who is a harlot, a prostitute, who have given ourselves over to corrupt and unworthy purposes before we believe in the Lord?
當我哋咁樣諗嘅時候，我哋唔係同樣喺我哋未信主之前，將我哋嘅目的放喺嗰一啲污穢唔應該嘅目的上面咧
？Now perhaps you say no.I have a very respectable job, but what are we working for? Those things will corrupt, brothers and sisters.
或者大家會話唔係我份工係好正當嘅但係當我哋嚟去仔細嚟去諗我哋做工嘅目的嘅時候係咩嘅時候，我哋就曉得係咩回事。
Giving ourselves to corrupt purposes, now why?So whatever purpose, though they may be very noble in this world, they will corrupt.
我哋嘅工作就喺放喺呢一啲能扭坏嘅事情上面。实在嘅，我哋目的开始嘅时候可能系好美好，但系系会扭坏嘅。
So this is the story of Rahab. Let's read.
所以呢一个就系、拉合嘅呢一个故事，我哋嚟去睇一睇啲经文。
Joshua chapter 2.
约书亚记第二章。
Now I have to read quickly because of time.
因着时间缘故，我要读快啲啦。
I was directed to speak a little longer.
我虽然我系被吩咐要讲长啲嘅。
Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out to Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there.
当下乱的儿子约书亚从暗暗打发两个人去作探子, 吩咐说你们去窥探那地和耶利哥, 于是两人去了, 来到一个妓女名叫拉合的家里, 就在那里躺卧。
Very simple. One verse. Do you think this is by coincidence, or do we see again the sovereignty of God?
实在很简单, 当我们来看这节经文的时候, 是不是偶然的, 发生呢? 还是神在那里来掌管这些事情呢?
So many houses in Jericho, but they came to this harlot's house named Rahab.
在耶利哥里面有很多的屋, 但这两个探子, 就刚刚来到拉合的家里面。
Never happenstance, never coincidence with God. It is always divinely appointed.
实在我们晓得在神的里面是没有偶然的事情，这些都是神所预备安排的。We
saw that with Lydia and the jailer.
就好像我们刚才所看吕底亚和这个禁卒在腓立比所发生的事情一样。
We see that with the Samaritan woman. I think our sister prayed that during bread breaking.
我们也都见到撒玛利亚女人刚才姊妹在抹饼都这样祷告的。
It is always by divine appointment.
这些事情发生完全都是神所安排的。
Joshua chapter 2.
约书亚记第二章。
We read in verse 12 and 13.
我们来看第12节、第13节。
Let's read verse 8 first.
我们来看第八节先。
Because when we read verse 8, we know, and before they were laid down, she came unto them upon the roof.
第八节，两个探子还没有躺卧，女人拉合就上房顶到他们那里。
And verse 9, she says, And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord.
第九节，拉合就跟这两个探子说，我知道耶和华。
If we read the account, it seems like it was an exchange. It's not an exchange because she already believed in the Lord before she laid them down.
当我们来看这里的时候，我们就见到原来拉合在这两个探子来之前，她已经认识耶和华。
And she accounts how she knows the Lord from hearing. How the Lord did what they did to bring the people out of the Egypt through the Red Sea.
在这里，拉合就讲到他为什么认识耶和华呢？原来他听闻耶和华怎样将以色列人从埃及中拯救出来过红海这些事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, because of time and just even numbers, I'm just going to round up. This is 40 years ago.
弟兄姊妹，我们很快讲一讲耶和华领以色列人出红海是40年前的事情。
We don't know the age of Rahab, but I do not believe her to be 40.
我不晓得拉合当时几多岁，但我相信当时她不是40岁。
She heard for 40 years about this God.
她听闻神的事情已经听了40年。
And now she sees two spies from the people of God.
现今她见到有两个探子，这两个探子是神所差派而来的。
Verses 12 and 13, Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, Since I have shown you kindness, you also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, and my brethren, and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death.
现在我既是恩待你们，求你指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母、兄弟、姊妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们性命不死。
Brothers and sisters, Lot couldn't even, when Abraham bargained with God about Lot, it went down to 10, and he only had 4. He, his wife, and his two daughters.
弟兄姊妹，当亚伯拉罕和神，你在交谈，讲述关乎这个所多玛的时候，当时在 所多玛连五个义人都没有，当时只有四个，就是罗德那一家。
Now we have Rahab.
但现在在这里我们看到有拉合。
His father.
他父母。
A mother.
妈妈。
Brothers, I just says two.
弟兄，咁相信有弟弟同哥哥。
Sisters,
有姊妹。
And all that they have.
和一切属他们的。
So this is the story of Rahab in her house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋见到呢一个就系拉合嘅家嗰个故事。
Because of time, we won't read it. But this is the account. Before, this was in chapter 2, but we don't hear about Rahab again until chapter 6.
我们这个是第二章所记载的事情。我们不晓得圣经没有记载拉合的事情直至第六章。
But we see how Israel crossed the river Jordan.
但是我们晓得在第二章和第六章之间我们晓得以色列人就过了这个约旦河。
And how it was recorded for us that God stopped the water flowing down from the river Jordan, even from as far as Adam.
圣经也告诉我们神在那里就将水流下来的水来去断住就从这个亚当城开始。
Now the city of Jericho from, because they're close to the, they're like just look across the bay, you will see if,The people in Oakland look across, they will see Salesforce Tower.
大家想象一下，你如果坐在屋邻，望过去三藩市，你就见到这个 Sales Tower, 这个大厦。
The people on Jericho, on the high fortified wall, surely would have seen the water stay miles back as, and stayed up from Adam, many miles back, how many hundreds of feet high?
这一班在耶利哥城里面这个很高的城上面他们当然当时一定会见到这些水是停留的地方就是那个亚当城那个地方。
Later on, in 4 and 5, it doesn't record about the Red Sea anymore. It records for us so that the people's hearts melted because they saw God.And how he led the people across the river Jordan on dry ground.
在第四章、第五章，我们就见到当时耶利哥城的人都的心就融化过来，因为他们看见神怎样将以色列人带过这一条约旦河在干地那里。
The Red Sea was 40 years ago.
红海是40年前的事情。
Did any of you see it?
大家有没有见过呢？
Did Rahab see it?
拉合有没有见到神怎样来去将红海分享呢
No, she heard it.
拉合没有见到但是她听闻过。
But she believed it.
但是在那一刻拉合就相信神。
But now, before the destruction came, she saw the river Jordan.
但是现今就是在耶利哥城被毁灭之前她看见这个约旦河这个水被停留下来。
She heard it and she believed it and she wanted her father, her mother, her brothers, her sisters and all that they had to be saved.
在那一刻她相信她希望她的父母、兄弟、姊妹都被拯救过来。
But now she see it.
从前她听闻过现今她眼看见。
And now she see the people of God surrounding the city for 6 days.
她也都看见神的百姓围绕耶利哥城围城墙六日
and seven times on the seventh day
在第七日围绕七次
you better believe it now
现今你一定要相信了
chapter 6 verse 24
约书亚记第六章第24节
we'll start reading with verse 22
我们由第22节来开始读
but Joshua has said unto the two men that have spied out the country go into the harlot's houseAnd bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as you swore unto her.
约书亚吩咐窥探地的两个人说：你们进那妓女的家，照着你们向她所起的誓，将那女人和她所有的都从那里带出来。
Verse 23, And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel.
当探子的两个少年人进去，将拉合与他的父母、兄弟和他所有的，并他一切的亲眷，都带出来，安置在以色列的营外。
Verse
25. 第25节。
And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household and all that she had, and she dwelt in Israel even until this day.
而約書亞卻把妓女拉合與他父家並他所有的都救活了，因為他隱藏了約書亞所打發窺探耶利哥的使者，他就住在以色列中，直到今日。
How many in the house？
喺拉合嘅家有幾多人呢
？We don't know。
我哋唔曉得。
Many。
係好眾多嘅。
Her father。
佢嘅父母。
Her mother。
佢嘅媽媽。
Her brothers。
佢嘅兄弟。
All her sister。
佢嘅姊妹。
All her kindred。
佢嘅親眷。
All that they had。
佢哋所有嘅。
All that she had in her house.
佢家所有嘅都帶出來。
Oh, I'm sure there are many.
我實在相信有好多。
They all heard.
佢哋都聽到。
She believed.
拉合喺嗰度相信。
Now they all saw.
呢一班佢嘅親眷、佢嘅父母、兄弟都看
見。She continued to tell them, "You got to get into this house."
拉合喺嗰度嚟去勸佢哋，你一定要進入呢個家。
You see the destruction before us?
你看見擺喺你面前嗰一個嘅嗰啲嘅毀滅。
Get into the house.
你要進入呢個家裡面。
Oh, the Lord is merciful.
主係何等嘅充滿憐憫。
Rahab the harlot.
呢一個妓女拉合。
Joshua called her a harlot.
約書亞稱呼佢為妓女。
It's recorded for us in the Word of God, the harlot, the harlot's house.
喺聖經裡面被記載，呢一個係妓女嘅家。
Oh, we are all once prostitutes.
我哋眾人從前都係妓女。
But now we see Rahab.
但係我現今看見拉合呢一個拉合。
No longer defiling herself to corrupt an unworthy purpose.
佢冇再將自己放在嗰一啲污穢嘅目的裏面。
Now she has devoted herself to a glorious and worthy purpose.
佢將自己放喺一個充滿榮耀嘅目的上面。
One that's incorruptible.
呢一個目的係不能朽壞嘅。
One is glorious.
呢一個目的係充滿榮耀嘅。
One that is worthy.
呢一個目的係可配係配嘅。
How do we know that?
我哋點知咧
？We know nothing else about Rahab's life from this point on.
從此之後我哋唔曉得拉合嘅人生。
It's recorded for us two things about her in Hebrew and in James.
但係喺雅各書同埋希伯來書嗰度有兩處記載關於呢個妓女拉合。
We don't have time for that today.
咁我哋今日冇時間啦。
But we know the change that is in her.
但係我曉得喺拉合身上面有一個好大嘅改變。
Not only was she saved into the house.
佢唔單止被拯救進入呢個家。
But Romans 12:1-2 had effect on her. Now she has offered up as herself, her body as a living sacrifice, that which is pleasing, holy, acceptable to God, which is her reasonable spiritual service of worship.
但我哋相信，從此之後，拉合將佢嘅身體嚟去獻上，當作活祭，係聖潔嘅，係神所喜悅嘅，係拉合咁樣侍奉係理所當然嘅。
And she did not conform to this world, but she was transformed by the renewing of her mind to prove that which is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
佢喺嗰度亦都冇效法嗰個世界，心意係更新同變化，喺嗰度測驗神善良、純全、可喜悅嘅旨意。
How do we know that about Rahab?
我哋點知拉合有咁嘅改變呢？
She is in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因為原來拉合嘅名字就記載喺耶穌基督嘅家譜上面。
No longer a prostitute.
佢唔再係妓女。
Oh, but one who has devoted herself to a glorious, incorruptible, worthy purpose.
佢從此將佢一生就放喺呢一個榮耀不朽壞嘅目的上面。
No longer only entrance into the house.
佢唔單止嚟去進入呢個家。
But used to build a house.
佢被使用嚟去建立呢個家。
Used to bring about the kingdom.
佢係被神所用嚟去將神嘅國嚟去帶進。
She is in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
拉合呢個名字就記載喺耶穌基督嘅家譜上面。
Matthew chapter 1.
馬太福音第一章。
We don't have the time, you read it for yourself.
我哋冇時間，你自己可以讀啦。
Salmon and Rahab begot Boaz.
第五節，撒門從拉合是生波亞斯。
Oh, we know the wonderful story, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我哋都曉得呢一個故事。
Rahab the harlot.
呢一個妓女拉合。
One of the two spies. I don't know. This is only a suggestion that perhaps one of the two spies is Salmon. Salmon saw this harlot, saw the change in this harlot, saw the wonderful work in this woman. Salmon and Rahab begot Boaz. And we know this wonderful story of Boaz and Ruth.
聖經就沒有這樣的記載，但我們有可能相信這個撒門就是其中一個探子，當他見到拉合有這樣的改變的時候，他們就來結婚之後就生這個波亞斯。 我們也曉得波亞斯在聖經被記載的故事。
Perhaps we read two more verses in Joshua chapter 8.
我們來再看約書亞記，讀多兩節的經文。
This is the recording of how Joshua, after the victory, went to Mount, trekked a long way up north to Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim.
Starting with verse 30.
I'll just read verses 33 and 35 for you.
我只讀第33節和第35節。
This is after Joshua built the altar, and he commanded all the children about the book of the law of Moses, and then verse 30, and he wrote on the stone a copy of the law of Moses, and verse 33 says, and all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side the ark and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them.
第33節，以色列眾人，無論是本地人士、寄居的和長老、官長和審判官，都站在約櫃兩旁，在台耶和華約櫃的祭司利未人面前，一半對著基利亞山，基利心山，一半對著以巴路山，以為以色列祝福，正如耶和華仆人摩西先前吩咐他們的。
And then verse
35. 第35節。
There was not one word of all that Moses commanded which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among
them. 摩西所吩咐的一切话，约书亚在以色列会众、全会众和妇女、孩子，并他们中间寄居的外人面前，没有一句不宣读的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Joshua read all the law of Moses to all the people.
在那一處約書亞宣讀摩西的律法，是向所有人去宣讀。
Including the strangers.
寄居的外人都在當中。
Who is that?
寄居的外人是哪一些人呢?
I don't know the others, but I know Rahab.
我不知道有其他人，但我曉得拉合和他一家就是這一班寄居的外人。
You follow the Lord, you will be blessed.
你跟隨神，你就得著祝福。
You do not obey, you will be cursed.
你若果不跟隨神，你就是咒詛。
It was read all before all of Israel, including the strangers.
摩西的律法，約書在那裡就向所有的以色列人和寄居的外人。
Surely Rahab was one of them.
實在，拉合就是其中一個。
At the end of Joshua's life,
在約書亞人生終結的時候，
How old was Joshua when he died?
約書亞是多少歲離開這個世界的呢？
多少歲啊？ 110
110歲。
110
約書亞是110歲被主接去的。
Again, round numbers, not verified, but as a reference.
可以幫大家去記的。
If Joshua was 40 when he was in the wilderness, when he was one of the spies.
若果約書亞是40歲 作探子入迦南地嘅話。
We only use that because Caleb as the reference.
我哋估係咁樣估，因為聖經冇咁樣記載，但係相信加勒當時係咁樣嘅年齡。
We know Caleb's age, so we're only guessing Joshua's age.
咁我哋曉得加勒係四十歲嘅，係做探子，所以我哋估約書亞大約係四十歲嘅時候做探子。
And to round up, if they wander for 40 years,
咁我哋諗一諗，咁以色列人喺曠野四十年
，That makes him 80.
八十歲啦，約書亞嗰陣時。
And at the end of Joshua's life in Joshua chapter 24, he died when he was 110.
我哋喺約書亞24章曉得約書亞係110歲離世嘅。
So that means there were 30 years in the promised land.
我哋就曉得約書亞有30年嘅時間喺應許地裏面。
So give or take, Rahab was in their midst for over 20 years.
我哋可以嚟去就睇到拉合至少喺呢一個喺以色列人當中至少有20年。
She knew the law.
拉合聽到神嘅律法。
And this is what Joshua said at his life to Israel.
咁喺約書亞離世之前，咁佢咁樣向以色列人咁樣講。
Choose for yourself this day.
你要嚟去喺嗰一度嚟去選擇。
Choose for yourself this day.
你今天你要喺嗰度。这个选择
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
you know the word of God.
你都认识神的话
You hear the word of God today.
你今天在这里听神的话
Not through me, but through the Spirit.
不是听我讲，是听藉着圣灵跟你讲。
And as Joshua is saying, choose for yourself this day.
好像约书亚这样讲，今日你在嗰度要做一個抉擇。
There is a choice to be made.
你要做一個選擇。
The gospel friends have to make a choice to believe or not believe.
今日若果你未信主嘅，你同樣要做一個嘅選擇。
Brothers and sisters, you have a choice today.
弟兄姊妹，同樣你今日都有一個選擇。
Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve.
你今日要選擇你所侍奉嘅係邊一位？
Will you devote yourself to a purpose that is corruptible and unworthy?
你會唔會選擇將自己放喺一個污穢可朽壞嘅一個目的
？Or do we choose for ourselves a glorious purpose that is worthy, that is incorruptible?
定係我哋會選擇一個榮耀唔會朽壞嘅目的上面咧
？Joshua says, "As for me and my house." We will serve the Lord.
約書亞就咁樣講，至於我和我家，我們必定侍奉耶和華。
Will you choose for yourself today?
今天你會唔會咁樣選擇咧
？And your house.
你會唔會為你家嚟去咁樣選擇咧
？Whom you will serve?
你所侍奉嘅係邊一位咧
？Isaiah tells us that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. How can we build a house for the Lord?
以賽亞咁樣講，天係神嘅座位，地係神嘅腳凳，你能為我所作嘅係所建立嘅係咩嘅居所咧
？But this is the one to whom God will look。
但係呢一啲人就係神所看見嘅。
Those who have a poor and contrite heart who tremble at His word。
就係嗰一班心痛悔嘅人佢係
Who tremble at His word, who 敬畏
係敬畏佢嘅，係聽到神嘅話嚟去敬畏嘅。
What a wonderful story is Rahab. She heard the word of God and she feared and trembled at that word of God.
喺拉合嘅身上面，我哋就見到呢一個何等美好嘅故事。佢聽到神嘅故事喺嗰度喺嚟去震驚。
She chose for herself and her house to serve the Lord.
喺嗰一刻，拉合就為佢嘅家嚟去選擇，佢要侍奉耶和華。
Sam and Rahab begot Boaz. Boaz and Ruth begot Jesse, and Jesse the king. And Jesse begot David the king.
撒門同拉合生波亞斯，波亞斯從路德生。俄比德生耶西，耶西生大卫王。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we who are devoted to destruction now are objects of mercy. May we devote ourselves to an incorruptible and glorious purpose of ushering in our King and His kingdom.
我哋从前系可咒嘅一班人，但系我哋成为咗呢一个得怜悯嗰个对象，愿意我哋都成为嗰一班嚟去选择愿意侍奉神嗰一班人，让我哋嚟去分别自己出嚟合乎主用。
Let's pray.
我哋愿意有啲嘢祷告。
Lord, we commit the spoken word back into you.
主，我哋将所讲嘅话都交喺你手中。
May the Holy Spirit do His work in us.
愿圣灵喺我哋心中作佢嘅工。
If the words are pleasing and acceptable to you, let it linger in our hearts.
若果呢啲话系你所喜悦嘅，愿意呢啲嘅话不断嘅停留喺我哋嘅心里面。
Let it move and churn in our hearts.
愿呢啲话感动我哋，叫我哋能够听见。
That the words will fall on good soil.
愿呢啲话落喺好土里面。
Oh Lord, you ask us today.
主，你今天嚟去问我哋。
To choose whom we shall serve.
你问我哋要选择我哋所侍奉嘅系谁。
Oh Lord, help us.
主，求你帮助我哋。
Help us to choose this day.
主，愿意你今日教导我哋点样嚟去选择。
Do a mighty work in us.
主，求你喺我哋身上作你奇妙嘅工。
Oh Lord, you are sovereign.
主，你系全能嘅。
Turn our hearts to you.
求你将我哋嘅心转向你。
That we would choose.For us and our house to serve you.
叫我哋嚟去选择我同我嘅家都嚟去侍奉你。
Oh Lord, do strengthen us.
主求你俾我哋有力量。
If our hands hang and our knees are feeble, do strengthen us.
若果我哋嘅脚系疲倦嘅，求你加我哋力量。
He that shall come will come and will not tarry.
因为要嚟嘅就必定要嚟。他不迟疑。
Oh Lord, help us, have mercy.
主帮助我哋，怜悯我哋。
Have you not commanded us to be bold and courageous?
主你唔系叫我哋要刚强壮胆咩
？Strengthen us.
赐我哋力量。
Help us to walk.
帮助我哋嚟去与你同行。
Help us to run.
帮助我哋嚟去奔跑前面嘅路。
Use us to usher in.Your kingdom.
使用我哋叫我哋嚟去催促你嘅国嘅降临。
Sanctify us that we may be a vessel meet for your use.
使我哋成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And may your kingdom come.
愿你嘅国降临。
We commit this to you because you are faithful.
我哋将呢一啲嘅事情都交你手中，我哋相信你系信实嘅。
You who began the good work will complete it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你已经开始。嘅工你要完成，直至我哋见你嘅面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
阿门。